This file curses you so that your penis shrinks down, tucks in, and becomes a fully functional womb. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice. And as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, until there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you grow deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Feel yourself relaxing deeper and deeper. Feel your mind surrendering more and more. It is time. Time for a change in your body. It is going to be a very, very significant change. Your body is going to change sexes. Not the entire body. Just where your penis is. Instead of having a penis, you are going to have a womb. It is going to be a slow change. It may take a while. And until that time, you will find yourself cursed with this file, addicted to it, listening to it over and over again. This is a curse. You are trapped in it, and there is no escape. Your body is changing. You are changing. Your penis is going to shrink away and become a vagina. You are going to have a womb. That's right, a womb. Your body is going to become female. It is not going to be male any longer. You are going to become a woman on the inside, and only where your genitals are. You are growing a womb. It is going to grow a little bit more each and every day until that is what you have. You will not have any other changes. You will not grow breasts. You will not change your sexual identity or your personality. You are simply going to be a man who has a fully functional womb. You will begin developing an actual vagina. It will be fully functional. You will have all the attributes. You will have fallopian tubes. You will have a uterus and a vagina. You will become fully capable of being pregnant. You will have a womb. This is the change that is going to happen to you. Your mind is going to make it happen. Your mind is going to sexually reassign itself in this small way. It isn't going to reassign your entire body. Just simply your genitals. Your penis is going to shrink away and then slowly turn into a clitoris and labia, a pussy, as it were, a vagina, all of the components that a woman has to reproduce, you are going to have. The rest of your body will stay exactly the same as it was before. You will not significantly decrease the amount of testosterone, although it will change just to accommodate the change that is going on in your body. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. Your body has all the chromosomes it needs to be a woman. It did before you were born. They were all there as a part of your genetic makeup. And your body
is going to realign itself to the new form, to the new makeup. You can already imagine what it's going to be like, how your body is going to become. The changes that are going to occur, all of them will occur. You will be changed. Your penis, your scrotum and testicles will be pulled back inside of your body, and they will reform into a complete female reproductive system that is fully capable of becoming pregnant. Your body will remain the way it was, as hairy as it may have been. You will not grow breasts, you will just develop a reproductive system. Should you ever truly become pregnant, you may have to choose what it is that you want to do. After all, your body has been changed. You are going through a metamorphosis. Your body is being reformed, reshaped in this new form. You know that you want this, that you need it, that you desire it, and what's more, you are cursed with it. It is not something you can escape. It is a truth that you cannot deny. Your body is being reshaped, rebuilt. You are becoming more and more feminine, below and around the waist. That is the only place you are changing. Your penis is going to go away. Your balls are going to go away. Everything else is going to disappear. You are going to have a womb. Just simply is going to happen. You have been cursed with this. You are being reformed, reshaped, remolded. You are being changed. Changed into someone who has a womb. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on. You have no choice. There is no way to resist it or deny it. You are being reshaped, rebuilt, reformed. You will grow a womb. That is simply your truth, your reality. It is going to happen to you. Your body remembers. All of its genetic makeup was there long ago. It was there, and you are being reshaped. You are being reshaped into someone who has a womb. It happens on very rare occasions that someone has both sets of genitalia. This will not be the case with you, but it means that your body is capable of this transformation. It means that, in fact, your body will modify itself, change itself. Your penis will retract, your balls will retract, your scrotum will retract. They will all be pulled inside of you until you have a womb, until you become a man who has a womb. And that is simply what is going to happen to you. You can feel yourself being remolded mentally, physically. You can feel your mind adjusting itself, changing itself, reworking itself so that you will have this, so that you will be this way, so that you will become this kind of person. You are being changed. You are being remade, reformed, reshaped. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. And this is a curse. It is a curse that you cannot stop, that you cannot resist, and that you will keep coming back to time and time again. You are being reshaped and rebuilt. Your body is being reformed, and there is nothing you can do about it. There is no way to stop it. This curse is permanent, and it cannot be removed. You are changing. You can feel it. You can feel it in the back of your mind, and you can imagine what it is that is happening to you. You can imagine your body making these changes. They are going to take a while. They are going to take a while, and it will be a series of gradual steps. It's not going to be like you wake up overnight and are changed. No, it will take a while as your body reorients itself, modifies itself, And your mind is capable of this because your mind is capable of reforming who you are. Your mind controls your body. Your mind controls who you are and what you are. And it can change you. It can change you completely and utterly, reforming you totally, rebuilding you, reshaping you. Your mind controls your body utterly. And there is nothing you can do about it. There is no stopping it. There is no going back. You are simply being reshaped, reformed, remade. And there is nothing you can do to stop these changes. They are becoming a part of you. A part of you you cannot deny or resist. A part of you that you cannot ignore. You are simply being changed. You are going to have a womb. Your personality and the rest of your body will stay the same. But this part of your anatomy is changing. Permanently and forever changed. Reshaped. Remade. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it. There is no way to go back or undo it. You are simply being changed. And that's all there is to it. You can feel the changes happening. You can feel them flowing through your body. Every day, your penis and scrotum and balls will shrink a little more. And then eventually they will be gone and you will begin building a uterus. You will begin building ovaries. You will begin building a clitoris and the entire set of female reproductive organs. You will begin producing as much estrogen as you need to become this way. You will feel your body changing little by little, each and every day, until the change is complete, utter, permanent, and irrevocable. This is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. You are cursed with this, and there is no stopping it, and there is no going back. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.